Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Guys, girl, I have an idea. We've never like just randomly talked about like what we heard on a Sunday morning.
I'm still about to laugh at Jenna's little girl.
Girl,
what you were like? I'm here. Girl. I'm trying to listen.
You were like, guys, and I was like, girl.
I love it. So, okay, really quick, how was your Sunday? Did you learn anything? All the things. And we are actually podcasting this episode on a Monday morning, so everything should be fresh, right?
We sure are.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, so I don't know what happened at church because I wasn't there.
Where were you?
Well, I have a child who's been coughing like all night long.
Yeah.
And so I stayed home with him, and then I had to prep my house and disinfect and all the things because we had teenagers coming over that evening for the Super Bowl. So I ended up like checking on him, making sure he was good, kept him in the back of the house.
Bless his people.
And then, we don't even know if he's contagious necessarily, but he just hasn't been sleeping because he's coughing so much, and he would have coughed all service long.
Yes.
So we were home, and I just decided to go ahead and get some things ready for that night when all the teenagers were there. And then I ended up not even being out there with them that much because he was all alone in the back. Aww. So I went back there with him.
Bless his little pee peek and heart. Well, it sounds like Jesus gave you a little bit of margin, even though you were still cleaning and doing things. Yes. Like no, you had a little bit more time. So good job, Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Jenna, what about you, boo?
Oh, well, I will say that my morning started off super fun. That was sarcastic.
I think they figured it out by now.
That was sarcastic for sure. Charlotte Gamble spoke yesterday, and I know y'all have heard me talk about her before, but she just straight up brings it every time she speaks. And she talked about the mind, and she just had a lot of like really good points. And y'all know me and my brain and how I have a really, really hard time remembering things and calling it back to my, to the forefront of my mind, my mind. Oh man, I didn't do my thing.
There we go.
Anyway, but she said, show me your mind and I'll show you your map. Mm-hmm. Basically saying like, whatever is going on in your mind and the things that keep, you know, coming up, if they aren't of him, and it's all negative, then you're going to, like, that's what your life is going to be. And she was just talking about how we must program our response so that we're ready to respond to the enemy's tactics when they do come. Yeah. And then she was just, I don't know, she was just dropping them left and right. But just talking about renewing your mind and making sure that your mind is sound. And one of the things she said, she kind of talked about like a food menu. And she said, some of y'all have some things on your menu that need to be taken off the menu. Yeah. She said that some of you are eating, you're so used to eating anxiety every day that it's become a companion to you and it's just on your menu. And she was just talking about getting stuff off the menu. Mm-hmm. Like it shouldn't even be there. But when you do take stuff off the menu, you have to, you can't just take all the bad stuff off. You got to put good things back in. So it was so good. So good.
That.
Lots of challenges and, you know, it was amazing.
Sound good. Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Well, my husband brought the house down. He started a new series called My Why. And we were in Nehemiah yesterday, and I was just like so excited to be in Nehemiah because I have not read Nehemiah in a while, and just refreshing my brain on that story, which is so beautiful. But the premise of what he was talking about is that that when everything happened and Jerusalem was crumbled, the walls had fallen down and everything had happened, the first thing that Nehemiah did was he mourned, he prayed, and he fasted. He didn't go pick up something else to fill a hole like we like to do as mm-hmm. humans. That he prayed, he mourned, and he fasted. Mm. And he asked for forgiveness for his people and for himself. And that was like the first step is, yes, why don't we do that every time something mm-hmm. happens? But what Jonathan is talking about in this series is the divine disturbances. And I was like, okay, where is he going with that? But it really took me back to, he actually shared just like a tiny bit of like a huge divine disturbance with our church hurt. And then he kind of talked about like, if that wouldn't have ever happened to us back with our church hurt, 9 years ago, then he's like, we wouldn't be right here with you today. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have seen what God has done in the amazing relationships that have been made and in everything. And so to look at the things that happen in our life that we get really frustrated with and seem like it's chaos or it's horrible, mm-hmm. and to see the divine disturbance that could be happening for what God is going to do out of that rubble. And so it was just such a good series, and I'm really excited about it. So that was just like a little snippet.
I like that. That was good. That's hey, when he so brought great. The house down, did you pick it back up?
Oh.
Yeah, girl, I just,
I feel like she just would have smashed some things.
Sorry.
That was me lifting air. Oh, okay. By the way, y'all couldn't see that, but okay. You're welcome.
That was good.
I'm here for it.
All right. Until next time, guys.
Peace out.
Boop.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.